We all know the origin of Lent. Christians try to follow the example of Jesus in the desert by giving up luxuries and practicing self-discipline. But these days, how religious is Lent?
Hi, my name's Kyle Boyd. I'm a second year student at Queen's University studying modern history and politics, and I've decided to give up cigarettes and junk food for Lent.
Why?
Well, the money side to things is a big benefactor to it. We've worked it out that we can save maybe about £100 to £120 a month in saving. So if you look at it that way, if you save it up throughout the year, you could maybe pay for a holiday 2 weeks away in the sun rather than going out and buying something that will last you maybe a day or two. Bad for our health.
So it's nothing to do with religion?
Not at all. No, I'm not religious in the slightest.
I'm Lydia McKeown, I'm 16 years old. I come from the village Grey Abbey down the peninsula, and I have sort of tried to give up chocolate this year. I wouldn't call myself particularly religious, but at the same time, I think the majority of people aren't really doing it for religious reasons. It's just a little trial for them, really.
An online poll has found that a fifth of us are still observing Lent, and a sizeable proportion of those are aged 18 to 24.
Okay, what age are you?
24.
20.
Do you know what day it is today?
Wednesday.
Yeah?
Ash Wednesday.
So are you going to give anything up for Lent?
Yes, smoking.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's bad for me.
So it's nothing to do with helping others. Are you going to spend the money on the poor or anything like that?
No, I'm going to be honest, no.
What about you?
No, I'm not going to give anything up.
Or start being nicer to people or stop gossiping or anything like that?
No, I think I'm all right.
Do you think Lent's important anymore?
Maybe to some people, not that many people I would know, but maybe some people.
I'm going to try and give up sweet things and chocolate, just to make a little sacrifice and maybe to be a little bit healthier.
So it's more of a mini detox, really?
Sort of, yes, I suppose. Bit of a detox, but also just to be giving up something for, you know, bit of testing your own will.
Slightly religious, then?
A little bit. I suppose it's always there in mind, but probably not so much as for other people.
The Twitterati are hotly debating the merits of giving up social media for Lent. One blogger has invited people to join him in his 40-day Facebook fast. But so far, and perhaps unsurprisingly, he's had few takers.
No, I don't think I could. There's a lot of people I talk to here on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, so probably not.
No way. Not a chance.
I think I would probably lose my job if I had to do that.